This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
17 past the hour from our Washington, D.C. studios. Let's welcome in Roland Martin. Roland.
Hey, my people, good morning. Good morning. How we doing? Hope all is well. Yes, hey, man, sir. All great. Feel a little better. My Texans won. Thank you very much.
Roland?
Feel a little better.
Might be Super Bowl man, huh, man?
Feel a little better. Comedian Lil Duvall was talking trash. I was like, shut up. But also, let me give a shout out to Pastor Mac and the folks at Union Baptist Church in Winston, Salem. Man, I had a phenomenal time yesterday. They have a conference called Corner to Corner where they take folks off the street, prostitutes, drug dealers, you name it, and turn their lives around. I was a keynote speaker yesterday. Just a fabulous program they have there. So give it up for the Pastor Mac and Union Baptist Church.
Awesome.
We often talk about the issue of race, and especially in media. And a lot of people always talk about how media covers it. But the fact of the matter is, the media also drives a lot of this. And so Eric Deggans has a new book out called Race Baiter, How the Media Wields Dangerous Words to Divide a Nation. He joins us right now. Hey, Eric, you really basically go under the hood and really show, not the Klan hood, like the car hood is my whole point. You really go under the hood and really break down how the media plays a central role in driving this discussion on race in their own way.
Oh, yeah. And I was inspired to write this book in part by the efforts of folks like Tom and yourself, Roland. I mean, you guys are always calling out these things when they happen in media. But people always wonder, you know, why is it happening? You know, why do you turn on, say, a channel like Fox News and see so many messages that seem to be, echoing these stereotypes and prejudice? You know, why do you turn on a radio show and hear people say the kind of things that they say? And so I try to talk about how we're at a point now because the media is so fragmented that yep. people are using these messages of prejudice and stereotypes to pull together audiences and keep them from going to other channels and other networks.
And of course, for you, I mean, when you were on the Bill O'Reilly show, and then you were called a race baiter. I mean, what's amazing, and look, and I know the feeling, because what happens now, even if you talk about the issue of race, and even if you're providing actual facts, all of a sudden it's, oh, you're a race pimp, you're a race baiter.
Exactly. The title of the book comes from Bill O'Reilly called me a race baiter on his show back in 2008. And the only reason
meat kettle.
Well, I don't really think I'm a kettle now in this case. I don't know where I am in this analogy here. But I will tell you, you know, he called me a race baiter on the show, and the only thing he cited was the fact that I was chairman of the, and still am chairman of the Media Monitoring Committee for the National Association of Black Journalists. And what we try to do is keep an eye on the portrayals and the news coverage affecting people of color. And we just try to call attention when we think it's unfair. And I guess that's enough to be branded a race baiter to certain people. And I just sort of felt like I was going to reclaim that term. You know, I was going to say, if you get called a race baiter by the right people, then maybe you're doing the right thing.
Sort of like Obamacare.
Sort of like that. Although I hope I have more success.
Okay.
Eric, you also deal with the issue of diversity in media, and you have these line executives who say they believe in it. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at it, you know, significant efforts are not made to diversify the media, and that's also part of the problem. And not just the hosts, but also the executive producers, senior producers, folks behind the scenes.
Exactly, and I quote figures from the National Association of Black Journalists, from the American Society of News Editors. It's obvious that people of color, journalists of color, have lost their jobs in greater numbers than white journalists as the downsizing happened in media, and we already had a really hard time keeping up and reaching that parity where we reflect the population. And all you have to do is just look at results. You know, you just ask yourself, You know, where are black journalists in this mix? You know, we've talked about, Al Sharpton, and you know, it's great that he has a voice in media, but should he be the highest profile voice on MSNBC when black journalists are trying so hard to make their way in this business? You have to question that. You know, we're just saying to executives, you know, let's get some parity. And greater accuracy comes from having greater diversity.
Folks, the book is called Race Baiter, How the Media Wields Dangerous Words to Divide a Nation. Eric Deggans is the author.
How can we get it, Eric?
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on BarnesandNoble.com. And you can get it on my website, EricDeggans, DeggansCEGGANS.com.
And, of course, y'all know Eric is the TV media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. And we always enjoy having him on talking about these issues. Eric, thanks so much, man.
Congratulations.